Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Tom Sybil and Jay, he was known as the king of the blues. And no matter who you were, even a fellow music legend, you had nothing but respect for Riley King, known to the world as B.B. King, the international ambassador of the blues. Here's Quincy Jones.
We were very close. We do loop Montreux every year, you know. We own Montreux now because God Knobs died, you know, we were partners. But B.B. King, we do him on the show every year. And we go all the way back to when Maya Angelou was 30. She wrote the lyrics for the songs and La Revive for B.B.
For Gladys Knight, B.B. King was family.
Him knowing my mom and dad, he's the kind of man that actually does the work, has the heart and the spirit, and uses it abundantly, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You know? He would come to see us or see about us, even if he wasn't on the program. If he wasn't, I mean, we go to Birmingham, just for instance, you know. We come out the hotel, and there's Uncle B.B. Say, Uncle B.B., what you doing down here? Oh, I just came to check on y'all, you know. I mean, for real, that's how he was.
Otis Clay met King 56 years ago.
But I formally met him on his 46th birthday, and at the old Roberts Motel, which was at 37th and Michigan, here in Chicago. And he had obviously played in Gary, Indiana at that particular night. So he was parking his car, taking his clothes out of the trunk. Me and Bobby Jones, another singer, we were together because we were going there to have breakfast. We were going there to eat breakfast and everything. Probably meet some other people too, but we all would meet down at Roberts and have breakfast down there. And so, you know, it was like, oh, hey, Mr. K, hey, BB, how you doing? You know, and hey, fellas, how you doing? And the conversation started, and well, guys, come on in. You know, we went into his room, and probably some other folks were there too, and ordered breakfast for everybody. We just sat there and talked on into the morning, man, daylight. You know, but that was typical B.B. King.
A. LaVert recalls seeing King perform in Ohio when he was a teenager.
I used to sneak around to a place called the Baby Grand or the Bama Club in my hometown of Canton, Ohio, and they would have B.B. King or Bobby Bland there, and I would go and you know, I'd stand outside the window and watch them do their thing. And this, you know, this is very close to me. I had a very strong feeling for Mr. King, and I also had a very strong feeling for him because those are two of the first people that I always would tell my son, Gerald, when he would bring up the blues, I'd say, okay, you've got to listen to Bobby Bland. You've got to listen to B.B. King, because these are the guys who really birthed the blues and made it what it is as far as affecting the whole world.
Aretha Franklin and her family had a different connection to B.B. King.
That's something I found out for a couple of days ago that I didn't even know. My dad married him in his first wife. Yeah, you know, our family came through Memphis out of Clarksdale, Mississippi, and Cleveland, Mississippi, Sunflower County, where my dad was born. And we lived in Memphis, and he pastored in Memphis for many years. And he married B.B. King and his first wife, too.
Hip-hop pioneer Chuck D says B.B. King was ahead of his time in another way.
He's also a trendsetter in technology as far as being one of the first artists, musicians to actually do a radio show and be on the radio. WDIA in Memphis, Tennessee, was the first radio station that allowed black disc jockeys to play black music. So B.B. King was one of the first to actually do his music on the air and still play the blues as a DJ. So, you know, there's a lot that runs through the great B.B. King that we should be thankful for.
Lionel Richie said, it was always great to sit at the feet of the legend and learn a few trade secrets.
One of the greatest things in the world that ever happened to me was I had a chance to sit with him for a long period of time. We were doing the Luciano Pavarotti show for War Child over in Modena in Italy. And, of course, on this show, of course, was the who's who of the recording business. And BB was there. And it was so beautiful. Every time I tried to come up with a crisis of how difficult my life was, BB would over the corner and go, honey, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, if you want to talk about hard times, let me tell you about hard times. You know?
I mean, he was the king of blues now.
Yeah, but I love that one line he said to me. He said, always remember one thing. It's hard to write the blues in the backseat of a limousine.
Richie says the Commodores, Earth, Wind & Fire, and the Ohio Players were at a concert with King in the 1970s, yet they were arguing over who would go on first. King said, look, I'll go on first. I have an early flight I can catch. Philip Bailey says, man, that was a mistake.
I had forgotten that one because we did several with him, but yeah. Because we were young and thinking, you know, everybody was hot. We were hot and they were hot, you know. And so, you know, we're thinking, you know, we're pretty big stuff here, you know. And I remember that so distinctly because he totally brought the house down.
For Uncle Charlie Wilson, B.B. King was simply a musical genius.
Some of us have something good. Some of us have something that is great, and some of us have something special, like BB. It's a gift that just keeps on giving. It would be guitar players for the rest of our lives that we know that will be using some of those bends and some of those licks that BB King.
Music producer Jimmy Jam says King simply kept everything simple and to the point.
In the simplicity in which he wrote and played, to me, made it accessible for everybody. And then the emotion came from, you know, not so much what he played. Like, it wasn't about the number of notes he played. It was about the spacing between the notes. It was about the silence between the notes. Like, he could hit one and know to just leave it there for a minute. And then before going to the next thing. He wasn't trying to be flashy.
The Queen of Soul sums it up.
The legend of B.B. King should never be forgotten. He was truly an American original and an icon.